Blog Talk Radio.
We have to believe that this is where we're supposed to be right now.
And you can only be a hero to one woman at a time.
Just a kiss on your lips in the moonlight. Just a touch of the fire burning so bright. No, I don't want to mess this thing up. No, I don't want to push too far. Just a shot in the dark that you just might be the one I've been waiting for my whole life. So baby, I'm alright. But just a kiss.
You know I love you.
I love you too.
I'm not a princess, this ain't a fairy tale. I'm not the one you'll sweep off her feet, leader of the stairwell. This ain't Hollywood, this is a small town. I was a dreamer before you went and let me down. Now it's too late for you and your white horse to come around.
We have a connection, just the way it is.
I don't know what the hell we've been doing the last few years. Above all others, you belong with me.
I will make you pay for hurting Jason. It's going to happen. You've got payback coming, and I'm going to love watching it land on you.
Calling you guys, daytime after dark. It's Friday night. It's everyone's favorite day of the week. Well, it's my favorite day of the week because I get to start with all of you guys. You guys all know the introduction, but I was playing the Journey song because, you know what? I'm going to say it. Leilon is coming, and don't stop believing in it, and don't believe all the spoilers, you know. Yeah, don't believe all the spoilers, because you know what? Spoilers are spoilers. Half of them never come true. And half of them, you know, it could happen, but you know what? You know, and that's it about, Kusam and Zombie Brother and Sisters. Both said, you know, keep dreaming on, Zaytsam fans. You know, keep dreaming. You know, Sam left Zaytsam this week. Oh, my God. Something that people never thought they would see. Okay. So I'm going to be singing the continuation of my song. So I hope everyone likes it. And if they don't, well, I'm not sorry for it. Okay, so here it goes. There was this little person named Sam who's not a nice person. She has kidnapped desired. Probably, you know, helped in the kidnapping. She has done all this stuff. She has slept with Jax and Sunny on the same night. But now people want to think she's great. And everything will come crashing down on her because Sam McCall is the biggest bitch in the whole wide world, and she needs to go down, 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 down. And, you know, come on, let's be thankful the baby and not Jason. Because, you know, Sam and I may be having a kid. Because Sam and Carl needs professional help. And Sam and Carl should be going with, Sam should be, you know, joining Kate in film clip. So next week, it will be a continuation of that. You know, so, yeah, it will be a continuation of my song, but Sam is a bitch, and Sam needs to go down for everything she's ever done. And good job, Carly, for beating the shit out of Connie's last cake. Oh, Late Long Radio is here. My little buddy is here. Hello?
Hello.
You're supposed to say how great you thought my song was.
Oh, I didn't hear the beginning of your song because I just called in now, like a minute ago.
We will have that discussion later, little person. I'm going to say. Oh, but no, I will be doing on Late Long Radio tonight too, people, because Christy said I could, right, Christy?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
Okay. Meredith's here, you guys. So, Meredy, excuse her.
Hi.
Because she's kind of drunk, you know, in a way. So, just enjoy her.
Oh, yeah, I like that, Carly, but that's okay.
Well, I know, but you know what? We are all friends here. And Kathy is here.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, Kathy. How did you like my song?
I liked your song a lot.
I figured you would because, you know, I'm being a brat tonight. And Silo's here. Yay!
Hi, Silo.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Silo.
Okay, and 773.
Hey.
773.
Hey,
who's this?
This is Alva.
Oh, hi, Alva. Hi, Alva. Alva, did you hear my song?
I didn't. I'm sorry. I got in a little late.
Okay, fine. You just have to listen on Late Long Radio, people, because it's...
I heard it, Carly.
Well, I know.
You know what? I'll listen to the recap, and I'll catch it.
Okay, good. So, you guys, the biggest thing that happened in all of daytime this week, I'm sorry, was Sam moving out of Zaytsam's apartment. Don't worry, you guys.
So far behind. When did that happen? What day? I have to know what day.
What day was that? You gotta tell me.
Wednesday. I think it was Wednesday.
Okay, Wednesday.
Yeah, because I'm like on Monday or Tuesday. I'm bad this week. I've just been so far
behind.
No,
it's okay. I mean, I've been watching Healing the Old because of, you know, my breaking news paranoia people, you know. Oh, and by the way, I want to say happy birthday to my dad, whose birthday is today. So, but he doesn't, like, you know, he didn't want his birthday. He was not in a good mood about it. So, you know.
As you get older, dear Carly, a lot of us don't give a squat about our birthdays
21.
Anymore.
Well, after 21, what do you have to look forward to? You can rent a car without
a
credit card?
My daughter turns 21 this month on the 23rd.
Who did?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, on the 23rd? Wow.
Yeah.
That is going to be a great...
Same day as Becky and chemo.
Oh, well. Okay, Becky's good. So,
my
we have Carrie. I can't believe my little Carrie is not called in yet.
She's going to watch a Celtics game first, and then she's calling in.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I hope the Celtics win.
I grew up
loving the Celtics, and, you know, I mean, but the rivalry always between L.A. and Boston when they did Larry Bird and Magic Johnson. I like both of them. So it was always hard for me to pick who I like more, but I think I fell in love with Larry Bird. I really did.
Yeah, Larry Bird
all the way.
Oh,
he was really, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, you guys, just so you know, in the next couple of weeks, there's going to be a couple of really good announcements, and it's going to be a lot to look forward to, a lot of good things on the show is going to be happening, and I think all of us will be very, 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 very happy. I know I'm very happy at this moment,
Carly?
Yeah.
I just did this, and I know people asked me before if I was going to do anything for Becky's birthday coming up.
I'm that stuff for you. You're welcome.
I just made the group card at groupcard.com, and I tweeted out the link just now. And if you want, I'll send you an invite on Facebook, too. But I made a group card for us all to sign. It's an online thing. You can put your message to Becky. And then it would be really cool if you all want to include your Twitter handle on there so she knows who exactly it's from, if she wants to thank us on Twitter. And, that's it.
Oh, cool. That is a good thing. Because
that way we can
do
it over the next week, and then her birthday will be a week from tomorrow. So,
you know, May and June, there's always a lot of birthdays in May and June. Well, in my family anyway, and then July, there's one, but then July is taken over by everyone. Everyone in my family has always got married in July. Well, except for my sister who got married in August 5th. But, like, everyone got married in July, like a couple of days from each other. And it's just crazy, crazy, crazy to do that to me. Thank you very much. But, no, Sam moved out. Carly and Connie had, like, had the greatest fight scene ever. And Kes Cersei lately, because I'm sure we'll be repeated, but her opening of Cersei lately last night was a fight. Yeah.
A fight of what?
Well, the fight of, they had the fight of, on Cersei lately of Carly and Connie going out.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was really good.
There's a lot of good stuff this week.
Yes, but I will forgive you because you're drunk, and I love it when people get drunk on here. And Candace, Candace, my little sweet little Candace, who had not lost her job at the media reporter for us because she did great last Sunday. I love her, so Candace, you're not fired.
Woohoo, and yes. I just want to let everybody know my voice is back.
Yay! All right.
So, and you guys mentioned, Carly, you mentioned about Chelsea lately. Did you see the soup?
No.
Bradford was in it. Bradford was in it. They showed the scene when... Yeah, they showed the scene when
Okay, I love you, Candace. But your new job, too, by being a media thingy for us, you need to tell me at least thing, okay? Because
okay, I just found out. I just watched it earlier today.
Did you see the Facebook pic of him, Carly?
Yes, I did. I am very proud of my little Bradford and should have been on air by now. Oh well,
I told
Carrie.
Did you see what I Facebooked him? I commented on his picture.
All I gotta say, people, is I will always love Bradford, and I want to say.
Oh, no, I did, too. I thought it was funny as hell, but I felt bad for him because I said, okay, you did your foot. You did your head.
I know.
The next body part.
Okay, I was going to say something really dirty, but I won't.
no, I won't.
You
say broken butt bone. He almost broke his butt bone on Sunday.
Really?
Oh, wow.
On top of smacking his head?
Well, no, what happened? Okay, Carly got the picture that I sent of...
Yes.
Okay, so what happened was the event at first wasn't the way it's supposed to have been. I'm going to put it like that.
Okay.
The VIP ticket was $250.
Right.
Now, before everybody says, Candace, did you pay it? No, I didn't. I paid $55 because to me, with the VIP, you know, I want autographs. I want Tom with picture, not just a picture and be like, okay, that was great. All right. It was kind of like a waste of time, and the lady that did it, she was upset. And I'm just looking at her like I wouldn't have done it. But then they did the sound check, and, of course, I snuck in. So to those who was wondering, yeah, I snuck in that. But Bradford was just like he was goofing around as he normally does. I think he was really hyper. And he was just he was going back and forth, and then I think he didn't see something, and he fell.
After he smacked his head?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
My poor baby.
We were all kind of like saying, okay, like was that planned of him falling, just like me and everybody else is just like, like one of those. And you can tell he was trying to play it off, but when he was rubbing his butt, I was like, oh yeah, like he probably.
Oh my God!
So thank you, Bradford. We was hoping that it was maybe a stage or something, but dude, like, and it looked like it hurt too.
Tell everyone what Steve Burton said.
Oh, yes. So, can I say this is an exclusive?
Yes, because, yes, and you're not
okay,
fired.
Okay,
so just...
say it.
Okay, so in tradition of Blog Talk Radio May Sweeps, here when they come at the door, Steve Burton knows Carly.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
He knows of the show. He heard it from Jen, Lily, a.k.a. Maxie.
Awesome.
He was so sweet. Aww.
Let me tell you, you guys, in the next couple of weeks, there's going to be an announcement because someone from Zinner Hospital will be on the show That's all I'm going to give you. You really have to tune in next week to listen.
And Carla,
you
know,
really
other,
hard time keeping the secret, too. She's having a really hard time keeping the secret.
I know.
So what else did they say? What else did they say, Candace?
Well, pretty much it was like we were all talking, and Steve was talking about, you know, the whole Elizabeth and Sam thing.
What about it?
Well, there was a joke, and he said he wanted a threesome.
Okay, I'm sure he was joking, you guys. Come on.
Well,
he's
yeah,
a guy.
I mean,
he was a guy.
Let me put it to you this way. There were some guys at the concert. There were some guys, and some guys were like, yeah. Like,
I'm going
like,
to try to be
where did that come from? But there was
I'm
one
sure
guy.
He's
I gotta,
just playing.
Yeah, he was joking. You know, he was talking, and I couldn't call him Mr. Burton. I made a mistake and called him Mr. Burton.
Uh-oh.
Like,
I know.
No,
why
are
you being so polite?
I don't know.
Well, that
well,
would be. I could see that.
Say,
I would be so intimidated. I'd be like, Mr. Burton. Yeah, I could totally see that.
Yeah, well,
I call him Jason.
Yeah, I called him. Oh, there was a lady who did that
again. Yeah, I'd bust that with a Mr. Morgan, probably.
It was just weird because I'm saying Mr. Burton. He just looked at me. He's like, Mr. Burton's my father. Call me Steve. But the way he looked at me, it was like, oh, crap, did I just get myself in trouble? And, you know, we're talking, and he was talking about the thing called Weekend, and we're talking. He's an amazing person to talk to. He's really down to earth.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe he's probably very nice
guy. Some people were scared to talk to him.
Oh,
you know what? If I was there, I would have probably accosted Brad Food. Did Brad Food say anything to about Coley?
He says hello. He talked to Jen too. Like Jen probably would. I'm gonna say this now. I feel like I need to follow Jen on Twitter.
You know
well,
what?
Yeah,
Jen,
I have to admit, I didn't start following her until I started talking to her, but. She's so nice. And
She's so nice. She sounded sweet. And Saturday after my interview, I tweeted her. I'm like, you can want to come back? And she's like, oh, yeah, definitely. And I'm like, scream for Coley. Sorry, I'm just going to try on myself now. And, you know, but no, I mean, I love the interview last week. Don't get me wrong. But it did cut into my Sam song and my Sam Bass scene, and let me tell you, I was a good little hostess when she was talking about chemo. Let's just give Carly some credit.
I'll give you credit for that, Carly. You did very well.
Thank you. I did. I was amazing. But okay, and by the way, I just want to say fuck you to Days of Our Life. Because basically, for years and years, they did that whole easy with the demand, but I knew deep down inside my gut that there was something rotten in Denmark with that. And I think I know who Easy's dad is. Okay, I think it's on Black. Because let me finish before people jump on me for this. Okay, if you go back all those years, Susan was obsessed. Let me say obsessed. It's not Lisa Niles was obsessed on the new hospital. No. Susan Banks was obsessed with Dawn. And I could have swore they had, you know, I suppose, she drugged him or something. I could have swore that happened. So I'm thinking that Easley is a Black. And I could be wrong, but, you know, I mean.
No, I think it's John, too. But I think most people are thinking it's John, so maybe that's too obvious.
Yeah, maybe that is too obvious. But I was talking to my grandma about it because we watched it a lot during back in that day, and I told her what happened. And she looked at me before.
She was obsessed with John.
Yes, and when I was telling my grandma about it, she goes, even before I said, I think it's on Black, she looked at me and goes, so it's on's kid. And I'm like, oh, you sue? And he goes, yeah. I'm positive. So you know what, you guys, I'm gonna listen to Grandma on this.
I feel bad for EJ.
I do too. I mean, you know, I mean, I do too.
Because I haven't watched Days this week, so thanks, Jeff.
Oh God!
It's okay. Because you know what, I knew something was coming up because then they recast Susan Banks.
For a minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did they recast her for a long time?
No, it's not a while, but she might be coming back. I've heard rumbling of it. But what I'm saying is, why I feel so sorry for EJ is I love the Lexi and EJ brother sister. When he found out about the cancer, or, I mean, not the cancer, the brain thingy, he was right there. He goes, "You don't have to be strong for me. You know, you're strong for everyone." And the look on John and Marlena and Bora Hope's face when they all found out about that broke me. I'm like, I was literally crying. I'm like, I couldn't stop crying because, you know, Lexi has been part of, you know, Days of Our Life for a good 20 years. And, you know, it's weird because, you know,
it's sad.
Well, because she's been always the doctor on there for so long. And to have her go and to have her die, and then I think about Theo, and then I start crying more, and,
EJ and Sammy were good today. It was a good show today, I thought.
Oh, cool.
The Beautiful was screaming today.
Oh, okay. Silo, okay. Are you on Thursdays or Fridays? Because
no, I watched the Friday one on the site, on CBS site when they
released
it.
Oh, okay.
I watched it today.
But do not think I'm like an airhead or anything, but you guys can do that. But I never knew you could watch on CBS. Okay.
I've watched it a couple of times on CBS. That's the only time I've ever watched it, actually.
I mean, Carrie told me how good it was, so I couldn't stand it because I can't wait till Monday to watch it.
Because when the ABC ones got canceled, that was the only one that I could actually follow, I guess, because the 30-minute format and they didn't have too many stuff.
Yep,
so that's
so
the one
bad.
That I actually could say outside of ABC, like, okay, I recognize that name.
I actually cried at Steffi today.
Really?
I cried at Steffi.
Cool.
I like Steffi and Liam now.
Oh, my God. They are such a cute couple.
You know what?
Steffi's the one that stole him, right, from the other girl? Is that right?
No, she didn't steal him.
No.
Yes, yeah, Steffi did steal Liam from Hope. But then again, Liam was playing both of them.
Yes, she did, because that's when I watched it. Because she, like, totally swooped in when Hope was going to be like, oh, I love you, let's move in together. That's the only part of Bold and Beautiful I ever remember.
Well, they moved in together, and now she's moving out.
It was Steffi's husband first, right?
Yeah. And it's still Steffi's husband.
Didn't he do that off of a rebound, though? Didn't they get married because he was so upset about Hope?
Because Hope was trying to get to Liam. And Espen and Steffi and Liam got married.
She loved him enough to sign the annulment papers.
Yep.
That was a plot. I get really passionate about that.
I love Steffi.
Oh, you guys, we have a call on there. I believe this is my girl. I mean, I believe this is Carrie.
Hey, Carrie.
Hey.
Hey,
you know, Carrie.
So did your team win?
It's 20-something seconds left. Before I get to my GH stuff, Holt gave Liam up without giving him an explanation, so she lost all rights to him, and Brooke was the one that started her crap, didn't respect Stephanie's marriage like she didn't respect Ridge and Taylor's. Now, anyway, did
well,
you hear about
I haven't watched it long enough to know, but
it looked
yeah,
like
and you know what?
Holt
yeah,
was
and phenomenal.
Holt wasn't mature
guys?
Enough to discuss it with Liam. She broke up with him without even giving him an explanation and left the ring there. Yes, Steffi did pull shit, but when Liam found out about it, he didn't walk away the first time, if you remember back then.
Yep,
he didn't leave her.
Yeah. I agree with Carrie. I know everyone's going to be shocked.
I didn't see the whole thing. It just looked like Steffi was kind of skeevy about the whole thing. But before you attacked me, I didn't see the whole thing. Really.
No, she was. No doubt about it. But the problem is, whether Steffi was skeevy or not, Hope is not mature enough to handle this relationship. She's
that's
got
for
too much
sure.
baggage.
Yep,
I agree with
Liam.
He seemed
like a sweet girl.
Really
well, she
what?
Seemed like a sweet girl.
Oh, she no, no, no.
She wasn't
no,
ready.
Don't get me wrong. I don't dislike her. She's fine.
Right.
She just can't handle this. She's not mature enough to be with him. She's a wonderful
right.
girl.
Yeah, I could see that with what little I did see. She seemed like her.
Let
she,
me put it this way. I don't
right
hate
thing.
Hope. I don't hate Hope like I hate Sam McCall. So you know, Hope is a good girl and a good person and has a lot of storyline to tell, unlike the other one. She's just not right for Liam. It's nothing against her. It's just
yeah.
that she's not mature enough to handle it. And that's Brooke's problem because Brooke didn't respect Steffi's marriage. She kept going to Liam because, let's face it, Liam didn't leave her the first time he found out that she trapped Hope in the gondola. That was his cue to leave. He didn't leave her.
True.
Now, speaking of spoilers and rumors, what's up with all these recasts on General Hospital?
Wait, are you guys hearing Mo? Did something happen?
There was a rumor about Chad Duell. I don't know whether it's true or not.
You know
oh,
what? Okay.
I heard that a while ago. I haven't heard anything
you
new.
You know what? Yeah, I mean, but that was the same day that things were coming out about Brandon. And,
And then you go, isn't the new Christina coming this week? Or the next
I
week?
Think
she comes
yeah,
in
I think
next
it's,
week. She comes
yeah,
on the 21st or something.
No,
I can't,
it's the 25th, I believe. I could be wrong. And you know what would be great? If this Christina, you know, would be better than Lexi Angels.
I don't know. I have to wait and see, but you never know. I don't know, but I guess time will tell.
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a totally different role. She's going to
exactly.
be more mature and older.
It's going to be totally different.
Well,
and
I think what she's going to do instead of being like an 18-year-old college freshman, she's going to be like the 22-year-old senior.
Right.
Yeah, but and you know what? I mean, what is so hilarious about, I mean, you know, Sunny, like last week, I believe it was, you know, Alexis is still feeling guilty about how she got Christina into Princeton. Mm. And Sunny's like, will you stop doing that? She's never going to find out. Stop it. And Alexis like, oh, did she call you for her birthday? And Sunny's like, no, I'm just busy. And then, you know,
yeah,
Michael had
that.
The hood from her, and I'm like laughing a little because, you know, no one's heard of from her. But you know what, you guys, I'm sorry, but this week on ZH was a phenomenal week. And, you know, the star of the week, I know not everyone is going to agree with Carly, but you guys have to. The star of the week for me is Lola White. Lola White, you know, and the fight with Connie. Kate,
you know what?
Oh my.
I think the fight could have been better.
Okay.
It was like Dynasty.
Yeah,
it could have been better.
You,
I thought it was a good fight, though.
But some people, I didn't see
yeah,
the fans,
and,
But they were talking about a fight on. I think it could have been better. I know you love Laura Wright, but in those fighting scenes, she just don't do it for me. I think the best Carly in the fighting scenes, I'm sorry, is Tamra Bronx. I'm sorry.
Well,
she kicks butt in the fighting
that.
Scenes. I'm sorry.
I can totally see that. I
well,
can see that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Alba, yeah, I mean, but
well,
I don't.
Then maybe after, well, then after the other one has her baby, maybe she can get better when she kicks Sam's ass out. After the baby's born, maybe she can practice on Sam McCall, because I've about had it with that bitch.
Oh, well, you know
what,
like, yeah, and...
I like
you
that,
know
Gary.
What? You know what? I'm not endorsing violence on the
no,
show.
No, you're
not.
Hey, wait a minute. You're not. I am.
No, Gary. Gary, I was
all day long.
Well, Gary,
I'm
no.
I'm really looking forward to seeing Star hold a gun to Sonny.
I
think it's going to be awesome. But
yeah, but all I got to say is... about, you know, the fight and all that. For me, my girl, you know, won. But you know what? It would be awesome after, you know, Sam is, you know, is not pregnant or whatever anymore.
But I have to say, this is the most interesting she's been. I didn't know she could speak outside, out from under, out of Jason's ass. I didn't know she could carry on a conversation without him.
Sam did one side thing.
It's been so long, it's easy to forget that she can do that.
Yeah.
I didn't like her, but she was a lot more entertaining.
Well, you know what it is? Because she loses. The problem with her is they killed the character of Sam McCall the minute they paired her with Jason because she lost whatever identity she had.
Mm-hmm.
She did a smart thing today, though. She dropped those matches.
What happened?
Yeah, she wants John to light her fire.
Yeah. Oh, but I want to say something before Colby forgets. Because of, you know, I would love to see Liz and Colby do not be mad at me what I'm about to say. I mean, I know Kathy will be on my side. I want to see Liz and Colby beat the hell out of Sam. You know, Colby can start it and Liz can finish her off.
And now
Where's Jason going to be?
Is he going to be watching and laughing?
Another thing that has to happen right now is all Sam's sins of the past have to come out. The fact that she watched that kid get kidnapped, hired gunmen in the park, wished the kid dead. This whitewashing bullshit of that character is going to stop.
Oh, yeah. And another thing, people, and you got to remember this, is, you know, I want her... to go and say, oh, whatever. Come on, see his police evidence for Sonny. But you guys all know I love Sonny. But you know what? I won't mind seeing her ask in trouble on that. But what I'm saying is, I think May is going to be a good month for people. And I think June is going to be great. And, you know, my conclusion to this, and you guys are going to think it's all about Carly, but it is. It's my birthday month. So basically, everything good, you know, it's my birthday month. Everything good is going to happen.
Well, I just hope they bring more characters into the, I'm so sick of seeing Sam and
They are.
There's one person
I
can bring
need
back
more
to...
characters because it's just too much.
I believe it's gonna start being really, 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 really.
They can
really
bring
really,
back a lot of people. Just please, God, just don't bring JJ back. I beg of you, please, Soap God,
yeah,
don't bring
really?
JJ
oh my
back.
God, yes, yes. Oh my God.
The last
yes.
thing I want is
I don't
slow
want
moving boat.
It's not even because I don't want him with Liz. I just don't think he fits anymore.
Right.
I love him as an actor, but LL 2005 just has to just be put dead, you know, it's dead.
Yeah,
dead,
and
you know
what? I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, and, you know, I'm probably going to get hate mail over this, but Lucky has never loved Liz like Jason has. And Jason had never blamed Liz for anything. I mean, You know, I mean, God, you know, she felt bad when, you know, feel back to the carnival and that whole thing what happened in Jake. And Jason never blamed her. Jason never blames her on anything. You know, I mean, and goes, it was an accident. And
I mean, I saw a rumor that he's coming back. I read in a spoiler or something that he's supposed to come back, but God, I hope that's not true.
You know what?
I hope not either, God.
Oh,
that's all we need is...
Yeah.
You know what? I get that he's a part of the show, and it would be nice to see at least one family happy together, but it seems like their time has passed a long time ago.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, kind of like
when they were teenagers.
No, how about when he pushed her down and physically abused her twice when she was pregnant and called her a whore out inside Achilles? That's cool enough for me.
When was that?
Yeah.
The thing is, and another thing is, that I don't want to be mean, but I'm going to be mean, is, you know, when all of that was going down with Jake, disappearance, that's what I'm calling it now. You guys, just go with Carly. Now that I'm calling Jake's disappearance, you know, if you really loved your boyfriend, whatever, at the time, wouldn't you want to go to the hospital and not help fucking Dante about it?
Oh, you mean Mrs. McCall?
Wait,
you mean...
This might have been when I wasn't watching, so what happened?
When Jake was hit by the car...
Carrie, you can take this, by the way.
When Jake was hit by the car, she was mysteriously missing, and she showed up at the police station instead of being at the hospital with Jason, and I don't know where she was, but...
Why was she at the police station?
Good question.
I don't know why she does a lot of shit, but that's just me.
You know,
like, when that happened with Jake, I wasn't boycotting or anything. I just couldn't stomach that. I mean, I've got a little blonde-headed little boy, and it was just senseless, you know? There was no, with DJ, from what I've seen, I wasn't watching them, but it was, like, gut-wrenching, but it saved Maxie and... You know, they showed the parents mourning and everything.
See, this is
storyline.
Why, me personally,
and
this is why...
too hard for me to handle. Maybe it was just bad timing because, you know, my son will be 2 in August and little blonde-headed little boy, and I just couldn't stomach that.
This is why under no circumstances can I ever accept a J-Sam baby because they quote-unquote killed Jake to make it happen, and that's why that's unacceptable.
And I am not trying to start World War III tonight, people, just but you know that.
That's my job.
Oh, yeah, it is, isn't it? No. No, what I was going to say was...
the conversation that we had with somebody before Carly. It's like, I could respect the Jason being happy about the baby if Jake was still around. It would be easier to stomach. Not that I would be happy about it, but it wouldn't be that, like...
It wouldn't be as offensive because, hey, they all have different kids by different fathers. That's not the issue. But when you have Bob Guza come out and say, we had to kill Jake to prove to Jason that he could have a baby... that's not affected by mob, which he already said that 3 years ago, to pimp a couple that is useless and has killed the show, rating show, that couple has killed the show.
Yep.
Yep, and you know what? You know, when it came out to be Franco's baby, and, you know, I don't see them saying it. Good try, Z-Tim fan, but I just want to say this. You know what I felt? Well, when that came out, and I literally wanted to jump on the bed and lay down. Christy, you know, went to bed. I mean, I love you, Christy, but you went to bed on me. So, and I didn't have anyone to, like, scream at or, like, yell. So happy I was. I'm like, see, I called it. No one listened to Carly. So from now on, people should just listen to me, even though it's like,
we don't even know if she was raped. What if it was consensual?
And you know what?
I don't even want to touch that subject. That's just, you know, whatever. But,
you know what? She came on it.
I don't want it to be Jason's. I'd rather it be that psycho's baby.
She came as a con and she will leave as a con.
Right.
Love you, Carrie, for saying that.
I'm sure it is.
But you know what?
You just... Hey, it's just the truth. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and you know what? The thing is, I'm sorry when Sonny and Carly get wind of this, of all of it, those two will not, you know, those two will have a bad, you know, till they send a wake-up call, because I'm sorry how everyone feels about their relationship with it, but, you know, at the end of the day, they can trust Sonny. Sonny and Carly's, you know, opinion, and if Carly will not like this, and I think Sonny needs to get that big fucking fire out and use it, people.
Well, I just hope they write Carly to handle it the best way she can, because I don't want Carly to gloat about it, honestly, but I want Carly to as a friend and say, look,
no, I think she'll,
going
I
on.
Think, right.
I kind of want Carly to gloat about this.
Well, that would be a little satisfying. I'm not gonna lie, but I think I would rather her be like, "Look, I was right," you know, and it just be the
correct.
Facts.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and you know what? I would love Carly to say to him, "Okay, so from now on, will you listen to my instincts just a little about?" But what I would love, I mean, what I would really love, that Sonny get that big fire out that they had years ago, and he was going to use it, and say someone idiotic and say, no, use the fucking file.
Wait a minute, what are you talking about, the file?
Something tells me they're not going to need the file, because I think there's more skeletons to come out about her that we don't even know about.
And
yeah,
definitely.
What file is this? I'm lost.
Fire. Okay, there was a fire way back when the thing in the park and everything, and Jason was pissed off, and he went to Sonny, and Sonny's like, okay, look, well, we could start using this, and Jason did not want to. So, you know, that, I mean,
okay,
there was
see, I watched that then. I completely missed that one, I guess.
Yeah, I know. I remember that so ingrainedly in my... because I spent 35 minutes yelling at the TV. I remember that so well. Because when you spend 35 minutes talking to the TV and you live alone and you're yelling at the TV, yeah, I know, it sounds crazy. But you made me mad.
No, I just did it.
So, you know, I mean, I'm sorry, but...
First of all, you could tell they were pimping this couple, because in what parallel universe should Carly ever befriend Sam when she slept with her husband all those years ago and got pregnant?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Right.
And, you
right.
know, and I mean, when Carly finds out this, it's not going to be, oh, whatever, because clear back when they had the black and white ball, and Carly got herself into the gunfire, and there was Jason's I'm saving her, but, you know, Sam, dear, whatever. And, you know, after the gunfire, and Carly looked at Jason and goes, oh, my God, suppose you are going to want to go back to her after, you know, this. And he looked at her and goes, I'm not going back with her, and she knows the reason why. And I'm like, okay, Jason, remember way back there that when you said that. Remember
well, yeah,
because
it took a building to fall on his head for her to rape him into seduction to get him back, because that's all she
you
could open his
okay.
body.
You know what? I know this is going to sound morbid and weird, but it's me. I want to do that to someone. This is me. I just want to see a building fall on someone and see how conscious they are after. I know that sounds crazy, but come on, building falls on your head, and the next moment you slutty, no good, non-trust, you know, Sam is raping you? Come on.
Well, that was thankful to Mr. Franz, baby.
So I wonder.
Well, yeah.
Well, let me ask y'all this. This is a little off topic, but every time I see Alexis and Sam, and I know that this is her daughter. So
no,
by
the way, let me stop you there for a second. We don't know that that's her daughter, because that's probably a con too. There was no
DNA
test.
Wait, that's true. I agree with that, but let's just, you know, Alexis believes that's her daughter. So let's just go with that for a minute. How do you look your daughter in the face after you, you know, how, I, you know, it's not like you raised her when she was a child, and I get that you loved her as she should, but you can love somebody, and how do you, after sleeping with your husband, I don't know. I mean, honestly, I don't know how I'd feel about that. That's just so crazy.
Weird.
Same thing goes for Jason. How could he sleep with her after all the shit she did to his kid?
Right.
Wow.
Well, you know the new rumor that's out there about Sam and John. Well, apparently people are putting clues together and saying that Sam is the long McBain. Because remember John said he's looking for his sister?
I've heard that, but I think, I don't know if they're stretching for that or...
You know, of course it's possible. Anything's possible. I'm not going to say no out of hand because it's just a possibility. But on the same token, whether he's the brother, sister, cousin, uncle, father, Jason and Sam are over. I don't care. You know, period, end of story.
Well, I would be fine with the scene this week with Sam, you know, saying what she had to say. It made me remember why I liked Sam in the beginning.
Yep.
She was very strong. She was a strong woman. She was very independent. She didn't really give a, you know, hootenanny. So when she was saying all that, yeah, when I saw it, I was like, finally, thank you, writers, for remembering who Sam was. You know, I don't care. You know, for me, I'm still having a little issue with General Hospital always having to have a guy defend the woman and not the woman defending herself.
Well, see,
I totally agree.
Sam should stand on her own and have her own storyline, and if she can't cut it, then she needs to get off the screen and stop taking up airtime from talented, more talented people than her. If she can't stand on her own...
I've never liked Sam. Ever have I really cared for the character. But again, back in the day, she could carry her own storyline. I can't handle that. And she was strong. As much as I disliked her, I could give her that.
Well, I don't know I don't know if I would consider it strong. She just was a more interesting character rather than when they put her with Jason to die on the couch. Now, all of a sudden, she did nothing for 4 years. Now, all of a sudden, she's running around town while she's having a risky pregnancy.
Right.
What I was thinking about the other day, you know, Abby Gostone, you know, every time there's a DNA test, but you know what? There was never a DNA test for, Alexis and Sam.
Right.
Yeah.
Refresh my memory, because I do remember this, too. How did they determine that, then?
Basic information that she had, which Helena could have given her. Helena could have fed her those very generic details.
What Jason and Sam went off of is that it was in the same town, Miss School. She was out for pregnancy, and that's the only rule they went on. There was nothing else. They didn't do a DNA test. They didn't do anything. It was very basic.
You know
what?
I do remember that.
But she does have the locket with the hair from the baby. DNA.
Yeah. I mean, that's ridiculous. Like you said, Alva, and you're going to go on something as flimsy as that?
Exactly.
Yeah. But you know what? The thing that always cracked me up about that time was when Sonny found out about Sam and Alexis and that look on his face.
And he should be on Jerry Springer. I remember that.
Yeah, he goes,
well, you know what? Tad Martin wouldn't care, so Sonny shouldn't care either.
I know, but I mean, it was funny, I thought. And, by the way, we won't be happy in about a month with the primetime, so do you guys? Because everything is ending early this year.
Right.
Everything is ending around May 13th or May 19th. And I just want to tell people that, you know, give us until June. Give us until June, because it's a long way to wait for the fall for the show to come back. So I'm proposing that, you know, they should just wait, you know, a little longer.
I think they're doing it to save money.
Yeah.
I have to say, though, her moving out was the most motherly thing she's done. She's actually done the adult thing and said, you know what, you can't know what you're going to live with my baby, then I'm out. I actually, you know, it's about time she started thinking of someone other than herself.
You know, the line that did it for me was, unlike you, I can't walk away from this child.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I felt like for the first time.
Set me up and she goes to a dumpy old hotel.
Yeah, but
I know, and why did she do that?
Didn't she say something
why didn't she go to Alexis's house?
About she left Jason because of him? Didn't she say something like that to John?
Yeah, she did, and that's a lie. You know,
and
something else
like,
you're right.
Okay, now, if she left Jason for the
one
baby,
at a time.
Then she just told John a big, fat lie.
Well, that's all she does is lie. Every time she mouth is moving, it's a lie.
So
you're
like,
right,
no,
she
no,
did.
Now, she told John that she left Jason because of him. I'm like, what the hell?
That's true. You're right. She did.
Well, why didn't she go to Alexis's house? Because you know Alexis has an extra
Because she's a liar and she didn't tell her mother. Her mother has no idea what's going on.
Her mom is representing a loony bin. You know, that's you know, basically what it is. You know, Alexis, you know, is doing her lawyer thing. And
no, Alexis would be there for her. The problem is she doesn't know anything.
Well, I know that.
She doesn't know.
Right, yeah, no, I remember last week Alexis was like, look, I love you, I want to help you, but you have to tell me what's going on, and she wouldn't tell her.
I think she might be embarrassed.
Right, I'm not saying
she
should.
I mean,
she should
come on. But then again, we're thinking, like, it's, like, real, like, you know, but I'm just saying, I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, I don't.
You know
I'm
what?
Just worried about next Wednesday. That's all I'm worried about right now. Next Wednesday.
Why?
When the daytime nominations. They were supposed to be today, but they postponed it till Wednesday.
Becky, they better win.
Yeah, I'm worried about who got nominated from General Hospital, who got nominated from One Life to Live, because this is One Life to Live's last year to be.
Okay, and all my children, too, let's not forget all my children.
Yes, please. Everybody seems like they've forgotten all my children. And
I haven't.
Hey, we're on G8. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm just worried about Younger Restless, too. Oh, God.
Okay, you guys, I would love to have a special Emmy. So next Wednesday, but.
Come on. Let's make it happen.
I mean, I could. I mean, if everyone wants me to, I will. I will take one for this team. So just let me know if you guys do you want to do we just want to talk about it next Friday? What would you guys like to do?
I'm okay either way.
Thank you,
and
Melody.
Me.
I'm good for
Thank
Wednesday
you.
And Friday. I think you should do two shows next week.
Well,
I agree.
So you guys want me to have a show then, right?
Well,
a
couple of
them
said yes.
Okay. Well, what about Kathy? Kathy, what about you because of revenge?
That's what I was thinking of.
Oh, okay.
But I can tape it. I can tape it. I just get excited to watch it because I love it so much. So
well,
I like to watch it the night it's on.
But see,
no.
But, you know, you are my girl, and I thought about one thing, I'm like, you know, because in a couple
that
of weeks.
Callie, that was very thoughtful of you to remember that I watched that on Wednesdays. That was very nice.
Thank you.
But that's what the DVR is for.
Well, yeah,
no,
but
I
in
know.
A couple
I,
of weeks.
I know.
In a couple of weeks, like on the 23rd, I will be having a very other special show on the 23rd. And yes, we will have another one on that Friday too, so don't worry. And Christy, when are you going to New Orleans? I bet you fly back. Christy fell asleep. I bet you. My name is guys, Christy. Christy.
Christy.
Well, let her sleep if she's tired.
What? I'm here. I'm just working on stuff.
Okay, when are you going to New Orleans again?
Let's see, in about 2 weeks? Yeah.
But what's the date?
So I'm not going to have a show in 2 weeks.
I leave the 17th, and I get there the 18th because I'm taking the Amtrak.
Okay. Well, I've decided, and if it's okay with everyone here, I will do double duty because I don't want Christy to feel like, you know, guilty for leaving all of us to New Orleans and leaving Lindsay too because he's leaving me.
Come here for a wedding. Give me a break.
Well, yeah, so, I mean, so on the, you know, on that week, we will have, like, probably a 2 or 3 hours or so until Blog Talk kicks us off because Christy will be at the wedding.
That works.
Kathy, we've been got renewed, so you don't have to worry about that. Vampire Diaries people that got renewed. I believe Grace in Private Practice has also been renewed.
Okay.
Blue Bloods has been renewed only, so I am waiting for an announcement, and if they take it off, I'm going to go fucking kill them.
Unforgettable.
Carly?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's on the, right now they're still making their decision on that show because I went on E! Online to find out about what shows were canceled and all that, and that's like in between right now. But
okay, can you?
Southland got renewed. Southland did get renewed on TNT. Great show.
Okay.
Check it out.
Can you say what's been renewed? I mean, do you have the list?
It's on my phone, and I'm on my phone.
Okay, if I go to E! News, and where will I find it?
Well, if you go to E! News, it's with Christina. What's her name?
Okay, now I know, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and, you know, I feel sorry for, the person... the Beastie Boy that passed away today.
Yeah.
That's sad.
It was
pretty
good. I mean, we were singing that at work before we found out. We all left work and we all found out about it. We were just singing No Sleep in Brooklyn and all that. We was like, you gotta fight. And then next thing we know, we like, you know, they said, did you guys hear about Adam from the Beastie Boys? And we were like, no. And they said he passed away.
I tell you, a lot of younger people are croaking.
Well, did anyone see the Bobby Brown interview? That was,
No. I'm not a Bobby Brown fan.
What about where he said he wasn't responsible and all that?
Yeah.
That he didn't
I saw the headline, but I'm just like, I don't even want to read it.
I have mixed feelings about the interview. Carly, did you have mixed feelings on it, or you just... was like, no, he didn't say that.
I had so mixed feelings about that interview. Because it was, whatever his reasons, you know, he must have known who Downwell Spiral. I mean, come on, everyone knew about it. And so... the ex-husband didn't, I don't believe that. You know, am I saying, it happened now?
Well, this is the way I look at it. Okay. You know,
mm-hmm.
I heard he stated that Whitney was doing drugs before he met her. I mean,
right.
They got together.
Right.
And that, I could probably agree. I
think she might have been.
I think she was, but my thing is that when she did get with him, it multiplied probably.
Yeah.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
I think
I'm
that's
sure, yeah.
the only issue. Because, look, Whitney was a grown woman. She did
what she
wanted to do.
Yep.
But I'm sure he probably enabled it, but she's still
right.
her own person.
Right.
He didn't help. We can all agree on that. He didn't help.
Right. He didn't help. But I know, I don't think he was the cause of her being on drugs. I really don't.
He said the only... I read somewhere, I saw it on the talk or something, he said he only did marijuana and drink.
Right.
I don't believe that.
Now, see,
I don't believe
either.
That.
I don't believe that either. Now, you know, he
I don't
can
believe
say that,
that.
Because you know what? Yeah, I don't believe that either. That I don't believe. Of course he was coke with Whitney. He was doing coke with Whitney. Of course he was.
Yeah,
of
but
course.
See, Whitney's not here to disclaim otherwise, so he's using it to his advantage. He's an ass.
He is an ass.
Well, did he get kicked out of the funeral? I mean, you're not nice people don't usually get kicked out of funerals.
Exactly.
Well, wait a minute. Now, with the funeral, thing, that was clarified that they didn't have enough seating for his stuff for his other kids. And I
his entourage.
He didn't want to make. It was his kids. It was his kids. And the thing was is that people were, you know, already turning their nose up because they're like, why is somebody who a lot of people, and nobody can say a lot of people didn't blame Bobby for Whitney's issues or problems or whatever it may be. So he kind of, instead of making it a big scene, he did leave. And yes, the media saw him and they turned it into headline news. Bobby Brown left Whitney Houston's funeral. And, you know, and showed the photo of him looking pissed off.
Well, from
he brought a lot of people with him.
Right, more people than he was allowed, basically, because obviously in a place like that, there's going to be limited seating.
Right.
Yeah, but the thing was is that those were her stepchildren. They should have been allowed. That's unexcusable.
Was children he had before he was married to her?
Right.
I never heard that. I can understand that. That is a
little bit. I heard that.
And his children was hurt because they thought of her like a mother.
Right. I tell you, his son is good looking. He said he never saw drugs.
Mm-hmm. Well,
kept away from it all.
Yeah. And did somebody in her family not want him and his kids there, I wonder, whoever was in charge?
And another thing is that from what they said, like Candace was saying, they corrected that her mother and stuff didn't know all this was going on.
Right. It was other people within the circle that said it. Because like Whitney's brother said on the Oprah interview, they were upstairs. They didn't even know until afterwards.
Well, on the Oprah interview, Whitney's sister-in-law said she liked Bobby Brown.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch that Oprah interview, her brother's sister, her brother's wife said she liked Bobby Brown. So there's all kinds of stories.
I mean,
but like Shiloh said, Whitney's not here. She can't answer anything.
Yeah, and the trouble is, her dying the way she did, even though, you know, a week ago, you know, we saw before she died, that, you know, at that club, she was not okay. But you know what? You know, we don't really know what happened inside that bathroom either because we were not there, you know.
I think
everything.
She committed suicide myself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we have another call. We have another call, 773.
Hey, everybody. It's
Alicia.
Hey, Alicia.
Oh,
I'm so sick. I was just listening to what you guys talking about. You guys are talking about Bobby Brown. Has anybody ever seen that movie, A Star Is Born?
You watch
the old
that
one
movie?
And the new one.
Yeah, you watch those movies, you'll understand Bobby and Whitney. That's pretty much what happened. He couldn't touch her success, and I believe that she was doing drugs before she met him, but it got worse when she got with him because it's like he just hated her because of that success, and she just used more drugs to cope with that. So it got worse when she got with him, most definitely.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree it did get worse. I agree that he did it with her and everything. And I mean, because if he would have been a husband that really loved her, he would have tried to get her off of it.
And he was abusive. You know, Bobby Christina saw all of that, which is why she was angry with him, which is why she didn't want to see him at the funeral. So there you go. It's just an awful thing.
Yeah, I mean, it is. And, you know, I mean, what I feel sorry for Bobby Christina is, you know, you lose your mother, but it's bad enough losing your mother by having to go through it so publicly. That, you know,
I think
really
she has
hard.
Problems, too. I think she has some issues, too.
Yeah.
Oh, she does.
Yeah, I believe. And, you know, I mean, if she's still a minor, I'd rather not talk about her like that. But
right,
I do
right.
believe that she has had problems.
Well, it's kind of in their family history.
Right.
It's in their family yeah. genes that
mm-hmm.
there's been drug issues.
Mm-hmm. And
I
alcohol
Dion,
and abuse. And,
yeah. Dion and who's the other one? I'm not sure, but another family member is a known had issues, so.
Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking about, like, with Bobby Christian, like, I'm going back to that Oprah interview, and she said she's going to do everything, the singing, the acting, and then she wants to play Whitney in the biography. If they do a movie, and I keep thinking, Bobby Christina is no Whitney Houston. I know she wants to, you know, make, you know, keep the legacy going, but I think right now she needs to just lay low, you know, talk to a doctor, get herself
probably
straightened out.
Probably
exactly.
a good idea to stay out of the public eye.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
she doesn't want to.
I mean, I understand she's going to be on, you know, Tyler Perry's show, and you know, that might be good, but. At the same time, I think it's just too soon. If it was like
right.
a year after her mother's death, you know, then yeah, that would be fine to go ahead and do it. But don't, you know, get yourself prepared like to do a TV show. And then they say she's going to have a CD coming out later this year. And, you know, all this stuff, it's going to backfire. Like, you do want to forget stuff by going head first into a lot of work, but it's going to catch up with you. And then you're going to have a major breakdown.
Right,
yeah.
Well, then she's probably just trying to throw herself into something so she doesn't. But, you know, that
I think her daughter is in
thing.
A lot of trouble already. I think she's way in, way too deep.
Yeah, I do too.
But,
well, I hope
yeah.
she can find someone to help her and keep her on the straight and narrow because...
Yes.
See your mother to die like that from that,
yep.
and then you turn around
mm-hmm.
and do the same thing. It's that's really sad.
Well,
yeah.
isn't she getting married soon? That was a rumor, and I hope the dear God that was a rumor.
Isn't
oh, I
she
thought
like
it was for real.
17? Isn't she like 17 now?
Oh, she's old.
18. No, she's 19. 19.
Yeah, she's 19.
She's 19.
Oh, okay, I guess uh-huh. I still just picture her as that 17-year-old. Well,
mm-hmm. and she gets her money and at
yep.
21, like she gets half of her money at 21. What was it,
yep.
25 to 30? Whitney,
that's how come I don't think they
Whitney
wanted
did.
It. I don't think they wanted it defined as a suicide because then no money would exchange hands unless.
Is that exactly.
If,
that?
If, I mean, unless it wasn't tied to insurance,
yeah.
you know.
Right.
It wasn't a suicide. She just did so many drugs. She just, she drowned in the bathtub. I mean, I don't know. Mm. And Nan said before bodyguards and everything told her, you know, they wouldn't let her take baths when she was like that. So, I don't know.
Mm.
Just a terrible thing.
Hmm. Okay, let's talk
well,
about
we'll never
know.
Like,
yeah.
Well,
yeah, I mean, you know what? Okay, by the way, I'm changing topics, but I can do that as myself. Okay, I'm really going to hate tomorrow, people, because I have to go, like, pay my rent and then go, like, to Trader Joe's. You know, that's a little grocery store for people.
Oh,
who,
I love Trader Joe's.
Yeah, I do too. And then I'm going to Costco and Target because I have to go buy my little niece a birthday present, my dad a birthday present, and my brother a birthday present because Sunday we are having a barbecue at my brother's house. And the our first barbecue of the season, and I'm happy because I love it when we can barbecue, even though it probably will rain, we will still barbecue anyway, but
barbecue's
like
always good.
Yes, yes. Like, yeah, my brother makes the best homemade hamburgers ever, and last year I'm like, I can help you with the barbecue thing, and he goes, do not test my barbecue. Do not stay away from it. I'm like, why? He's like, because, you know what? You could set something on fire by accident. So, yeah. So, I'm not allowed to test his barbecue thing. You know, and I was done that. I'm like, you're purely sexist. And he goes, no, I just want to stay alive. And I'm like, I won't blow up anything. But, yeah, he thinks I will blow up things. But, so, yeah, I mean, I don't mind going shopping, but it's going to, it's going to interfere with me catching up on shows, and it's also going to interfere with my coma that I wanted to have tomorrow so bad. And so, oh, and by the way, people, cookie dough ice cream is very addicting. I just want to put that out there. I got a gallon this week because it was on sale, and it's so good. But the ice cream almost is gone. You know,
okay,
I want to
just tell you a little funny for the day. I'm looking through a calendar book my mom had. She used to write everything down when she paid bills. It's from 1961. She paid health insurance for $112 for 3 years. Wouldn't that be
You're
nice?
Kidding me.
No. Nope.
You're kidding me.
Gas and lights, $19.27. We lived in a two-story house. I can't believe
that. Oh, my God. Oh, my. What year, Shiloh?
Yeah.
What year was it?
1961.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah. I was 5.
Was everybody surprised that they showed previews today at the end of the show? I was shocked. I'm like,
I know. I was
going
to say that.
I loved it.
Finally.
All I know is we better get some footage of the 5-year-old. It's 5-year-old's birthday.
I know that's right. I'm gonna be pissed off.
What are they
doing? I'll see them. Oh, I'm gonna be pissed off.
Hell yeah.
What are they doing for the opening now? I haven't even paid attention.
Oh, I don't know. It's the same that it's been, I think.
Yeah, it's the same.
On Twitter, all it was all day was tweeting to Calavati about Jake's birthday. I said, listen,
but they said it was today.
This is what I tweeted to Calavati. I said, it's the birthday of the son of the best couple in daytime. Please forgive us back, the real Morgan family.
Love it.
Don't people think today's the birthday? Some people.
Well, yeah,
well,
some people
is
do.
Some the 4th, and then some is the 7th.
It's the 7th, because if you look on YouTube, and I've seen footage, it says Jake is born May 7th. But I think that one year they started
it
on Friday.
That, it does say that on Wikipedia or whatever.
Oh, Wikipedia?
Mm-hmm.
That too.
Yeah, I says, give us back the real Morgan family, please.
All right.
Exactly.
But they better have scenes. Liz and Jason better have scenes, and we better get flashbacks of that boy, or I'm going to be furious.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh,
Because he's a three-legacy character. He's a core character from three legacy families.
Right.
Yeah.
Weber, Hardy, Quartermain, times three.
Yep.
He's much more important than a lot of other characters that have come and gone.
Yep. You know, and if you think, Jake is related to almost half of the freaking town.
Yep.
True.
The only reason he's not related to is Robin. If you think about it, that's
I
almost...
laugh because speaking of Robin, 25 years ago when Robin was 6-7 years old, we didn't know what she would come to be, so therefore, when you kill off Jake, you take all potential. That's why he needs to come back, because he's the future of that show.
Yep.
Yes.
He
but
needs
remember,
to come back
remember.
With Alan holding his hand.
Oh, that would be so cute. But do you know that we are calling Zeke's death pneumonia death? We are calling him
a disappearance. This is why we need Dr. David Hayward.
That's what I said. If Jake comes back as a teenager and Cameron is still 8 years old, I'm going to be mad. That's all I have to
say.
There's no question. That's why they're doing this organ donor ring. They wouldn't be doing an organ donor ring if they didn't plan to bring more than one person back from the dead.
Right.
I don't care if it's Dr. Seuss. I just want him.
Well, who else besides Jake could they bring back through that ring?
Alan.
Emily.
Anybody they want, really.
Yeah. Well, no, Emily can stay away for a little bit. Because think about it. Who would they pair? You know they would have to pair Emily up with somebody on that show.
They
won't have enough time.
Right.
Let's be positive about how much time, okay?
When Jason and Liv have their little girl, it's going to be called Emily Lila, and she needs to see it happen.
Exactly, and I think we're going to be.
Why couldn't they name it Lila Audrey or Audrey? Look, I'm just saying, I always thought about that too.
Emily, because it's the best friend and the sister to both. She's important to both of them.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm
going to
have a whole new name.
What, Samantha?
Oh, you know what?
That's not even funny.
I'm all right. I'm already sick. Don't try to kill me.
Hey, I've been sick for every day in April when I had to look at that chick on my screen, so, hey, don't come with that with me.
Candace, did you say Lila Audrey Rose? That would be pretty. Lila Audrey
Rose. Thank you. I've been thinking of names because, I work at the daycare and I'll be like thinking about it. I'm like, that would be a cute name.
What is Sam going to name her baby? Francis?
She could name him Francis. Oh. That would be a good one.
Wait a minute. I thought about it. Layla. Layla.
I like that.
Hawaii.
Name.
Thank you. This is what happens when I work at daycare, and I'll be like, okay, when am I going to my next sub event?
Oh, Connie. Well, it could be Connie, short for Con.
I had a joke.
Chrissy, when are you going to head over and do you so? When are you?
I have just opened the chat room, so people can start heading on over. I'll post the link in your chat room for anyone.
Alba or Kathy, one of you just got back on. Which one was it? Alba, Kathy, with?
It's Kathy.
What happened?
My chin hit the phone. I cut myself off.
You were just pissed because I was ragging on Sam. Please, we know.
I'm really a J. Sam fan.
All this time you've been hiding out amongst us. Damn.
Then enter at your own risk, dear.
May the force be with you. Somebody had told me today that it was like, somebody said Happy Star Wars Day, and I was like, why are y'all saying Happy Star Wars Day? And then it was on the news.
My said that.
Because today is May 4th. May the force be with you.
Okay.
I'm like, okay.
That's bad.
I'm like, all right.
That person can get that much airtime on Facebook, too. That's bad.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
So, is anyone doing anything fun for Cinco de Mayo, whatever it's called? Because I think Cinco de Mayo gives people a reason to get drunk. Yeah.
That's the same as St. Patrick's Day. Everybody gets drunk. I'm drinking Corona tomorrow,
St. Patrick's Day, my birthday, New Year's,
Memorial Day,
Labor Day.
Day.
Right. Hey, payday. Payday.
That was my thing today. It was payday. So.
Yeah, it was my payday, too. And where did that money go? To rent. It didn't go to a silver vet. It went to rent. See?
It happened.
Yeah.
I know, because, you know, people would miss you if you couldn't call in because you know, paying rent is important. But what I love about here is you have, like, a five-day grace period, so that's kind of good. Because,
yeah,
you know,
for my story, I had a five-day grace period, so I paid on this for you.
Well, exactly.
I actually came on time with the rent. Like, my landlord just started, because my landlord is cool. He says, you know, hey, I understand there's a lot of financial stuff going on. Like, don't really worry about it if you don't have it all in full. So I told him to write it down in the contract.
Yeah.
He did it.
That's cool.
I was like, here you go. I like gave him a check, and he was like, oh, you're not going to New York. I was like, ha, ha, ha. Because, you know, half of it goes if I'm like, oh, shoot, I got to pay my rent, but I have to go to New York to do something. And he's cool. He's really cool about it.
Well, that's good because, you know, I mean, like, you know, but I pay, like, on the 5th, and my grandma's like, you know, you should really get that in earlier. And I'm like, Grandma, I know, but I mean, it's like the last thing on my mind. And then I look at the calendar, and I'm like, oh, shit.
Why, not like they're going to give you extra credit for giving it early.
Exactly. I mean, come on. I mean, you have that five-day grace period. But all I can tell you, people, tomorrow is going to be good. But going to Costco, you guys, I don't eat before I go. This is a tip, you guys. Don't eat at Costco before you go on Saturdays or Sundays because they have those samples all over the store.
So you can be full by the time you leave.
Yeah, yep. Well, yeah, but the last time the stupid person who was doing it, okay, it was really good, so I kept coming back. It was really good. And then she put a sign, only two per person. So after that, I made my little nieces and nephew go up and like, oh, we don't like that.
Oh,
like,
man.
I go, I don't care. I like it. So, four for three, you on mail.
Yeah, it's me. I just got cut off.
Oh.
Why is it there? That is okay.
I'm
going
to be heading out, Carly.
Oh, for Lays on my deal. I'm okay.
Yep.
So is everyone going to Lays on my deal tonight? Or
yes, I'm
mail?
Going.
I'm
going to try. I'm going to see if it's going to work, but I can't stay long because of work. But, yeah, I'll be there for a little bit if it works.
Okay, and remember, we will be back next week, and a big announcement is going to come, so you guys are all going to love me next week, so yeah.
Alrighty.
Yay.
See y'all next week.
Bye,
you
guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Good
night.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, Mel, you still here? And
yeah, I'm about to hang up because it takes me forever to get to where the phone
call
is.
Yeah, okay, yeah. 773, are you going to head over to? Okay.
I'm heading over there right now.
Okay, so my night, guys. Night.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Another summer day has come and gone away in Paris and Rome, but I want to go home. Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. I want to go home. Oh, I miss you. I've been keeping all the letters that I wrote to you. Each one.
any of Daytime After Dark for Friday night. Love all the callers. Loved everyone. Just come back next week. Big announcement. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Head over to Liaison Radio on TalkSoo. Signing out for one for this is Carly with Daytime After Dark signing out. Bye-bye.